As she clane gael to reclashnish a radio vanning, as bavile am shuish altacha. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this bilingual programme which is called Clane Gael. In the course of the next hour, you'll hear parts in the English language as Clooney Shu Pertin Elias at Hilg, and you'll hear other parts in the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Jerish, well, divers some years ago combed an area of the seabed off Lang Ness and recovered artifacts from a Royal Navy vessel which sank there 199 years ago. And it's of that vessel we'll hear this evening. Tenenem Richmel Crompton unzerd hus on the skiel and chenver skutek mechon Josilium. Ach shodju skiel yer elje emsich tortus nullik. Now, I'll mention this later as well, but the Bunskal Hilgach will be holding Parade na Nullik with appropriate songs, and that'll be meeting outside the church in St John's at 6 o'clock on Tuesday the 14th of December, and then progressing round the fair field. Everyone is very welcome to come along, bring a lantern and a flask with them, and you can ring the school on 803-330 for more information and to get a copy of the songs that people will be singing there. However, being out on the Fairfield, it is weather-dependent, so if it can't be held on Tuesday the 14th of December, it'll be held the following evening, Wednesday the 15th. I heard Philly mentioning Kirjan Kujak singing in Orisville Chapel this Friday, and also the Talis Consort will be giving two concerts of festive music and verse. The first is at Lizaire Church and Northern Arts Centre this coming Friday the 17th of December, and the second is at St Mary's Church Douglas on Saturday the 18th of December, both concerts starting at 7:30 p.m. and admission is free. And we start with a song with the music composed and the song sung here by Isla Collister.
Didn't you imagine Castricht heidish famulich as hulachin neterai das kemmech echuladar. Didn't you meet him? I should tell you as banach than stechlu when in nati as in dunyach. Didn't you go his kemech echladach. Didn't you as banach than stechlihu, jinshu, gohes kemech echladach, as banach than stechlihu, jinshu, shu. Kerfel jack unit and dodges, berhel gersivulich, shachin manet and dones.
Thank you.
Well, 2021 has been a celebratory year of 1,500 years since the birth of Colum Cilia. Marcus MacInturner wrote a poem in Scottish Gaelic, which has been translated now into Manx by Chris Lewin, and it's been set to music and was performed there by an alumna of the Bunscoil Gaelgach, Isla Collister. HMS Racehorse was a Royal Navy cruiser-class warship, which meant she was fitted with an armament of 18 guns. The cruiser class consisted of two different sorts of vessels. There were ship sloops, which had three masts, and brig sloops, with two masts. That's what the Racehorse was. It had two masts, a foremast and a mainmast. The cruiser class, whether brig or sloop, was the most numerous class of warship built by the British Navy during the Napoleonic Wars. The Racehorse was built in Hastings and launched in 1806. She had a keel length of 77 foot and a bit, about 23.5 metres, and she was 100 foot long, that's to say about 30.5 metres at the gun deck. She was 30 foot and a bit less than a foot wide across the beam, 9.3 metres, and she had a ship's complement of 121. She was armed, as was usual for the cruiser class, with 18 guns, of which 16 were 32-pounder carronades, now more about them anon, and two were 6-pounder bow guns. Yich Mary Clay Asenunyig. As Gamal Eshel, Yich Meri Clay Mach Asunyig a Chian Tai Erenyach, Dri de Lur van Reert, Kronkes Mars Keel, Lom Gin De Foch He, Gin Tair B Elier Hagen, Gerawi Grew Ne Ben Vaguier Sheshach, Smiley Vahuela, Ri Gian El Yai, Kamiley Vallord. Skasolach e de vodach e ar feifi van rons yn gawltas crom, na lumacan. Brosh marawi pwst thwy gian roi gus fastr yn begel iawra as ish, chwela as liai. Fa fysec de bech e tyrwch de lwyr fai yn le, a sian fy'n tai er yn iach as imid i cwlieg yn on, as na bech cwna ar bi ec leis ofr yn tai. Ach, fi gin roi gus fastr yn beg y cwn si oel fo sailja y chreset, as chyneach er y gerig fe. Lwg jai blin y mor ben chiesa, dy renni dy niaw haraltach, sgwer fai yn treisiec er yn son. Son fy si, ffod y dy lŵr fai sian tai mŵr y gawlt y syniast yr beg. Now, Yayan Ap Sean is from Trefinnan on the banks of the Dee, known to English speakers as Hollywell. Yayan has been here in the island for the International Celtic Congress on a number of occasions, and here he sings about Gun Dafydd Iwan, Dafydd Iwan's gun.
O, sydach chi'n dewis cael clywed y gwir, mi dreithaf yr hanes o hyn cyn bo hir. Ach, hofiwch i'r stori tra byddwch i byw, Fod gwntafydd i fan heb ryn hoel sgriw. Fe gollodd yr hoelion o'r clo, medden hw, wrth ymladd tri diwrnod yng Mat Waterloo. Ai, stoc honno di dog o bren mawnog mawr, a'i liw o'n loyw ddi yn gweddu hen gawr. Pan welaf o sgwarnog neu lwynog ar lawr, bydd Dafydd fan honno a'i fwriad yn fawr. Fe syddydd nhw'n gelen yn gywrain a'i wn, yn gŵn ac yn gathod un hynod i'w hwn. Os daw yr hen ffrancod fel biont o'r blaen, i ymladd â Lloegr na ddeindiwch i ddrain, ni ddaw dim ni wedi ni, nen o'r tad, tra bod Dafydd Ifan a'i wn yn y wlad.
Ian Ap Shon from Trefinden on the banks of the Dee. And Ian has been a town councillor there in the town where you'll find the holy well of San Gwenfrewi, usually given in English as Winifred. Fe na ibert yr sŵl, lloris corre wŵr, John Clay. De kinjach les serachan, na les plainten, na les liai macht de maul as gin keel as a feber naiach. Ben hostach for Mary Heen as for graiac tostig. Ach smiles John as sheen for sheen a chere heen, smiles for gillachuri, some nae derech yemergus and chamer elia, erskin ulu. Smilesh fa clash na chore liai mach urgi as a feber naiach sy'n iaster beg. Van fias muec a sen. Erech erig fe gi yn dy choron droch na nierig yn ec der fi gennacht yn draw i feim lig a mach sgrech urd. Van chore eg a gulair as gulair, fairach as sus as sheas as chit of a farbach ersgyn inch. Van Mary, ega, chawds fe dy symna fai yn ofrtai gys bol yr bychiach rei dy fe on, corres daw mych yr enan, na dws mw ffib, cor chwys ffergor i draw i bwnus i'r i mach, fa'r corres dy tîn dy chyr enan, fe craw na bel yn ec. Now the name Carronade may sound like cannonade, which I suppose was the point, but these particular cannons were made by the Carron Company, an ironworks in Falkirk. The carronade was a short, smoothbore cannon, and carronades were in use from the 1770s to the 1850s, when they gave way to rifle-bore guns, and the Navy moved away from broadside to broadside short-range fighting, as was advocated, of course, by William Kinnish. From 1806, HMS Racehorse served in the Mediterranean, followed by patrols of the Channel, before going away round the Cape of Good Hope to take part in action against the Ile de France, as the island of Mauritius was known at that time. With the war at sea winding down after Nelson's victory on board the Victory at Trafalgar, where John Quilliam famously took charge of the jury-rigged steering after the helm was shattered by cannon fire, HMS Racehorse in 1813 went into ordinary in Portsmouth. In other words, it was sent off to be maintained by teams of carpenters, but essentially mothballed. superb Irish whistle player there, who was here from Cruniach in its early years. That was Mary Bergin.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Victoria Road Primary School in Castletown.
A siodiw stasiwn a nasiwn radio fanning, mis i Clair na gael fysgol yr sgiliau cartnish, mis Robert Cadyn Coswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
A few years later, HMS Racehorse was refitted, and in 1818 she was recommissioned and went back to serve in the Mediterranean again. Now, that's something of the background of HMS Racehorse, and we move on now to take up the story in 1822, when she returned to the British Isles and was under the command of Captain William Suckling, who was said to have been a nephew of Nelson. Captain Suckling came to this vessel in February of 1822. In December of that year, the Racehorse had been in Pembrokeshire at Aberdaugleddau, the port at the mouth of the two rivers Cleddau, yr Afon Cleddau Wen and yr Afon Cleddau Ddu, the White River Cleddau and the Black River Cleddau. The Welsh Aberdaugleddau takes its name in English from an anglicisation of the Scandinavian Melrford, the fjord or inlet of the sandbank, and that became Milford, to which was added the Germanic Haven from about 1868. A chyrensian rhywgol siawc, er nod raw in the ben raw surl corri. Se gigi fo ffair di sors i'r bi. Fe ffwliach rysio rys jai blina, mas o odys i ffrail rys son sigris. Ach, diw, chawds fe bleic a grin cri, gyn cri ar y tîr giawrach, henge gi dy gyr, na fod nach nodach i ffrail rys na soldier. Sain dy rydyn a cwrs diach er. Och, creod a cwrs diach er. Fy nolig chit o'n siach dyn, rhen i mwng o dy hamlach chawds fi smwnio yn y sen. Eis, gaw i tasta dy raw y dynia sesio chit nis y red. Hencys diach ag ei at ysgys y doros eich chaw yn tai. Mary! Hai dy môl ag yn symna. Fe cwmwl sgriwyn o'n sylaw. Fyd mi eis y ffer Paul, sy'n sesion. Wys dy nant. Dosol i ysgriwyn ys renni dyliau o'n stastid. Fy ffysig na nys mae dy lwyr creif o'n. Te sir o'r yn dychiaw yn nolyg yn sien rys ys Mary. Gaw ei toiecht er gagen. A regular visitor to Cruniach over the years has been Anne Kennedy Truscott, originally from Tralee in the Kingdom of Kerry, but she's been living in Cornwall for many years and has added songs from Cornwall to her repertoire. Now, it's not really time for it yet, but here she sings Farewell.
Pew I'll rev ye hep revo, pew I'll gall ye hep gwins, pew gans cairns as farewell, heb scolio da grindin. Mi'n bwys ref ie heb refo, mi'n bwys golio heb gwyns, mes ni'n bwys gas y farewell, farewell, heb scolio da grindin. Pew heb cana el cana, cana tler ha gwyn, mes ilians i gas y farewell, farewell, heb sgolio da gryndyn. Mi yn bwys cana heb cana, cana tler ha gwyn, mes diw o wor marat has y fi, heb sgolio da gryndyn, heb sgolio da gryndyn.
Anne Kennedy Truscott with a song in chorus called Farewell, and also has a fine repertoire of songs in Irish. Teich o bawr os clach, bunnus cha bawr os yn foerec, lysach fysher fe iechna dy chor cwyrra er slai tren a fodach i clash yn ffogl tat dy grei. A dwrt Mary beg, fe rhyw gagan mych o'n y chwyrra eg y toiacht, och, ons riechyd, fe giri gol. Smilesh for Lord Risha Namek. Smilesh van Koch lay, Golshis Kazavalia beg cheera, Rishlay in the rare, as clash and all you and skeet warm. A bech dolia day, for gale a gowl to some slow and novry and tollu and egger, Risha Treshen. Smyr enva bowrid a luchtai crew. Vashan wari Mary irve bower the bollach, lurish and trevi quig blin a jeg as feed the hesh. Vanargus jitter an yin, as van ven oek anant, Mary ren Mary kew a lambenid, nerige a cart a ganesh cheddin. Cart the mai door refiera de granganach, mor de beche co fregat and tosted jack, bed un go. Screwry is inch the ginmudge. HMS Racehorse left Milford Haven, Aberdeigledi, and sailed northward, calling in at Holyhead to pick up a pilot. The Holyhead, which is what it is, of course, is dedicated to St. Cubby, and Llangubby is the town's church. The town is known in Welsh as Caergubby, Cubby's Fort. The pilot they picked up was William Edwards, more of him anon. The racehorse left Holyhead on the 14th of December, bound for the Isle of Man, to rendezvous with the revenue cutter, the Vigilant. Now, the Vigilant had been badly damaged on Conister Rock in October, so the racehorse was going to escort it as it was being taken for repairs. Whilst Captain Suckling was on board, the master of the racehorse for this voyage was, in fact, Henry Hodder. As the racehorse came up from the south towards the island, she made the lights on the Calf of Man at 5 p.m. A bit later, they saw another light. William Edwards, the pilot, believed that the second light that had been observed was that on Douglas Pier, so the racehorse turned to enter what was believed to be Douglas Bay. Well, we've heard the band from the Isle of Skye Nightworks before with their settings of Gaelic walking songs, and here they're joined by the trio Shan.
Oh,
The voices of Scottish Gaelic trio Ailey Cormac, Caitlin Lily McGowan and Ellen MacDonald, collectively the trio Sian, with the song Ar Fhar an La. At Day's Dawn, the lyrics by 17th century poet Mary Nian Alistair Rua, Mary MacLeod. Although she was born in Harris, she spent most of her life in Skye. And that was arranged there by the band from Skye, Nightworks. Unfortunately, the light that had been spotted wasn't Douglas Pier, but Castletown Pier, which meant that the racehorse was now swinging in towards Langness. When this was realised, attempts were made to alter course again, but the racehorse struck the rocks on the south point of Langness. It was dark and cloudy with a heavy sea. They tried launching the ship's boat to take out a stream anchor to hold the racehorse out, but the breakers made this impossible. The hull was breached. The sea entered the racehorse through the breached hull. The crew fired guns and rockets were fired off as well, and blue lights were burned, but apparently all this failed to attract attention on shore. Two ship's boats under the command of Lieutenant Mallock and Mr. Curtis the purser made for shore to raise help, but not knowing the area, the boats seemed to have gone around Langness to Fort Island. However, they then made their way to Castletown, and as a result several boats set out for the wreck. Sé Eil Verivon Van Taimur Gaultus a Namek Vad uns Taimur Gaultus a Namek Van Chan Ven Vaur na Sai Sacherek Eganail as Vi Nittle Sanedin Lag Leganachek Van Munga Quech Sharu Van Graich Ajinek Van Dewinion in Shadow Sidorus Van Mary na sai ag a bwrd, djian gyn djiracha mach as an unig. Chiaw mwy fan sniach ta tushum on sfradan va dola mach shilia. Chiaw stai fan ail a hoelsiacha ar na pwyt as panach an chobr as a skelw bwrd dari, ar a skelw bwrd dari, as na ysgydyn croch an nws fai mulach a chiemar. Dol tajam chyn de James, Jane, Dorte, charen y fen fawr bwsta. Jane! Fos hydeng ffregrt sy chan edyn iaw higalach ag y tiolach. Jane! Chyn dei begyn gysych yr ei. Cor leis nws na jolywyn sien dy ian at dy John, daia. Creem ych iawn bedyn, Dorte? Jolywyn! Ren y dynia sies y bwyrwch. Cwtn, as ish as a chyrae a craw. Ych Mary fain der y ieg as y dje elia.
Thank you.
Jean-Claude Jégat playing the bombard with Louis Huel at the organ, playing a piece of Breton dance music, a casse à bar, called Les Filles de Quiberon, the Girls of Quiberon.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Aubrey School.
Stasiun yn asiwn, dy radio fanes yn siot asiw geisiach rys Claire Nigel, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ren yn dynia cawryd y cholg, as haia fain chamer. Henke bach leis das dy chyrtyn post jolywach sy'n lawega. Nystafia ginawe e mor hon hyn, ren ei gagen. Sean yr en myfrae cwrdaw fain hielfis, bol te gofrach yn eis. Sbraw y tîr i dyn nhw brywn ys ren yr eid yn siogi. Gaw Johnna das y law. Fel i chyt dy fe yn y smedda, frae y cawrach y mach le snog yn tian fen. Fe yn y sai blecha er nael, na belenec lwbyt syfwng y cwech. Renna dyn ye sheja creedlach. Te, chulk as when voirek. As em wari. She tren a slur a kouter inchji de yinu radach, nons jinu e mihin. As ten a bower chit of a beggan bolvenach, nis, follow dem hegel. She, fagel vodad. Renna dyn ye elia snoggle, as do de a feeb. Esh Doshil James Adoris. An alikiau sniach den ish is eshin, kremach yon golgus kion of alia beg cheera is back. Although several boats set out from Castletown, only one made it out through the breakers. But that single boat went on to make 5 trips and managed to bring off all the crew from the brig. Unfortunately, when nearing the shore for the last time with Captain Suckling, the First Lieutenant Faulkner, and a number of other men, the sea broke over the boat and swamped her. 6 of the brig's crew and 3 of the Manx rescuers were swept away by the large waves. Captain Suckling himself and Lieutenant Faulkner were the last to be rescued from the water. Despite efforts in the following days, little could be recovered from the wreck, and the racehorse went down in deeper water. With the loss of the racehorse, a Douglas resident, Captain Hook, wrote a poem inspired by the story that a rose was painted on one of the beams of the vessel's cockpit, and we'll hear that anon. Now, this is a version of the Manx traditional song Eish as Nish, and it's sung here for us by Phil Gorn.
Kiet fer mi egas nish tamishen. Kiet fer devet nin em ok nish anelenen. Santa grai my own as foster grai sai. Kiet hug mi grai de beden eg ok fe grai rovai. Fa bilje begge son skere me herre, ve skele na banglen en nega for the haslin, ve garish vernek sjen ve grad in je suri, a rouse gonsu kiel e kwe jau the rai. The bain survey Mary Sarah Shen Mahai Na Shul for na Belgian Merish Mahai Santa Grai my own as Foster Grai Sai Kistan Gillian Nega Sorens Lyrish Mren Trevashin pechen on shen vashin clay. Och tre desi sos hai mag as yai mi mui. Treva mi rosh nish mahilia beg dui. Va pegkan the lurem och nish anel mi kui.
Va bilia beg gas. Phil Gorn. A version of Eish as Nish set to a tune from Charles Farragher of the Four Roads. Now, this is a poem about the loss of HMS Racehorse, written by Captain Hook. Yes, presumably a half-pay Royal Naval officer who'd retired to Douglas. And this is what he wrote. The rose is now withered and sunk in the grave. Its leaves are now blighted and wet in the wave. No more through the stream the proud racehorse goes. Yet life's brightest sunshine was under the rose. Oh, sigh not, for fancy shall picture full true all the moments of gladness which there swiftly flew. And as memory shall trace her full sail down the stream, do you think she'll pass heedless the rose on the beam? Ah, no. Yet time's sand must run on and decay, and memory, like evening's last gleam, fade away. The heart must be blighted, life's current be froze, ere the days be forgotten when under the rose. Then tarry ye moments, too swiftly ye fly. Our leaves, like the rose, must soon wither and die. Life quickly shall pass, 'tis a feverish dream, and too soon be forgotten the rose on the beam. Renna fer elia snoggle, as gawe a varn vai chau chulu jane cooler. Ren blessed the air fur, lina and chamber chouts hired mach ass. Gau meri lior chul febrach fain bwrd as henki gus y tiolach. Meri? Ren i mwsta. Hynne a chwrae gyr agenach jen chan fen fawr. Fein y smw gwrs a chwrae ag y non deg o rif o cwnion ag meri fain lambenid ag. Fan chan fen croma y rai as gyn o rydda gyn. Meri? Nolwch gen lort. As gyn tort, dreg y Mary sy'n chreich ag yn ingyleg, sy'n dod snys nond. Gwr y mae yd fi'n. Dig Mary mach sgred, nond Jane, fel yw dyma chlasen, as mis lort ma so. Ren yn chan fen geira, gyn sian, as ish leis dy hwgwys fai sy'n cherec, mor dy bech i liga mach gynlys fy erna glad y staiec, rys blinten. Te, fod ym clash nhw ma fi'n. Sien fa mi ryw. Now this is A Song for Mam, Can I Mam, written by Steph Clark for her mother Yvonne, and performed by the Clark family band Dangerous Age. Thank you. Family band from Gwynedd, Dangerous Age and Can Imam. Rhaeg Mary a loud a gian, eish, ta cawrer jit o't nant. Te, ta cawrer jit, chaws fyr yw ffeym er cawrel beg. Yn bawr ad fwrd. Ar am i ryw bawr fi'n, as cha bim marach leis cwna yi, hwg mi yw diw mai a siarn. Now, although Captain William Suckling was aboard HMS Racehorse, the master of the vessel was Henry Hodder. A court-martial reprimanded Hodder for failing to take constant depth soundings, and he was warned to be more careful in future. The court-martial also severely reprimanded the pilot, William Edwards, for sailing too close to land, and he was refused all the pay he would have been due for his work on the voyage. HMS Racehorse was wrecked on Langness on the 14th of December, 1822. As to Claire na Gael, Raya Cregan na Chre, Catnish is fame er cor cian ori. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the Bun School Gilgach will be holding parade na Nullick with appropriate songs. That'll be outside the church in St John's at 6 o'clock on Tuesday the 14th of December, and then parading round the Fairfield. Everyone is welcome to bring a lantern and a flask with them, and you can ring the school on 803 330 for more information and to get a copy of the songs that people will be singing. However, if because of the weather it can't be held on Tuesday the 14th of December, it'll be held the following evening, Wednesday the 15th. Curjan Cujach will be in concert on Friday the 17th at the Orisdale Chapel, and the Talis Consort will also be giving two concerts of festive music and verse, the first at Lizaire Church and Northern Arts Centre this coming Friday the 17th, and the second at St Mary's Church, Douglas, on Saturday the 18th. Both concerts start at 7:30 p.m. and admission is free. We're closing with a piece of traditional Irish music arranged by viola player Moira Branagh and soprano saxophonist Keith Donald. This is Aisling Gheal, A Bright Vision. As Leshachiol Shaw, Shene Dera Nachirt. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creary was Ortsilier, as my Yerian shared you, will you?